Kewayuke McGrig Kimam Kanam Jiklamanupuk Unukani Hook November 3, 2015 Nami Uka Ayaganish Hook Kilbuck School Ami Damaskon Nang Luku Klugu Lower Kaskukum School District at Jimmy Gunas Hot Nudaram Glitnawi Atolugu Insurance Amakuti Staman Ashakut King or Atni LKSD Matan Hora Superintendent Dan Walker Kanhtuk Chaliaki Downak Saitni Luku Awai Kayangut Ira Kayangut Anutira Loni Miami LKSD Kanhstavi Kunaki Lichtstadt Inglu Lirluki Ugut Insurance Company Ting Alaska Public Entity Insurance APEI Asa Dodden Dom Illai Wakrakanhturaki Lichtstarunki Kailunam Stelram Bilkait Takuman Ritni Luku Sai tournu daram gilit narvich kakat, kaisuna aki tutangran. LKSD hoki puts hok replacement policy, mcjimis kantunginun. Sai tunari nirniluting jimis kanaglit narvim. Insurance company me APEI at Atan Horat Executive Director Barbara Thurston, Quatten Biok policy hok down. Paifji ka jimil khan glit narvim tagwan piluni LKSD mhoktu yul khui nuta kajagarmak nim maklit narvimak jiplu gutawna tawm akkolham kidu gutka there's nakpiok API at kokpichik kiudit gingan $5 million dot nam khtaq apqitni code upgrades tatwanu takkolkhit tamakut nu takkolkhit jim lit narvit Malichtakulakait magut building code at down Kilbuck School at Billak Hanranik. Dagmoa crack biok tamakut hook code upgrade down at in hook Jimmyut Hunrido hook down lit narvichat. Namukok Alakut Malichluki Kwalkanstavi Malichluku Shaidel Kestini Imri Hungajikait. Atori Hungajikait. Tom Thurston Nakpiok Charlie LKS team Kaisunayok Kalinutaram Lit Narvim Chimishkanun Hwasukat Nutak Kwashit Nun Skausan Ritok Replacement Anun Hwas Code Upgrade Anun Kitu Utmut Kok Insurance Company Mutanaki Lingaunagu Awai April Lami Wakrak Chokmini Nutar Lit Narvik Akitu Tajik Nishkha $40 million Thurston Nakhlupiluni Insurance Company Turakaki Lishot Elkistik $20 million Akikan Ratam Ukkolham Nam Litnarvim Akiliri Hungai Turila Luku Umyolhut Katakaisun Chimilkan Akikan Takuskan Kanhstarumi Jury Trial Kanhstarumajikuk Atai March 2021 Nami Tawam Natmun Nani Kanhstarvin Nani Kanhstarlikait Chali takut naksuni. APEI at Kaigashut Kanhstaru Masting Nuktaklugu Makin Mam Drich McJuno Mun Judge Nathaniel Peters Amksak Shot Downa Dagum Insurance Company Downa Atamarin Richtun Dutkin Richtskat Kanhstarvikun. Chali Ipagni Manna Sorina Yukkait Kanhstaru Ma Wailgata. There's Nakpiluni settlement mediation Nakok, Dara Arnrichtulskate Kaisunam Stelram Rakim Relkistim Unang Saka, Kapnachimi Matumias Hakumi, was Marsham Yas Matumias Hakumi, Takut Nakchikat. Jali Mamdrich Mid City Council at Asi Cleanat City Attorney Munukung Nakshair, Elizabeth Libby Bacalar. Baklar Kiluma Chirokmani Mamdrich Miapka Romas Kaminik, Electorten Malrukok City Manjamun Uxulrik. Councilani Witel Remark Spring Rock, Puktshok, Kiluku Baklar Mamdrichmun, Kaisun Hok Asin Rulut and Hok Pistiga to Tangan Kachagin, Asin Kachagin, Klu Alkut Liriam Chali Tulimani State of Alaska, me Alaska Department of Law, Tony Chali Tulinio. Bacalarak Gula Malone Chipsugwashagoklugu State of Alaska Michalis Hortugayokan Rilmurni Kwadin Shipiluni Nasun Ritni Luki Mamdrilhum Kail Chan Chan Kwachao Matchim Kwasokchad Lechkai Ayoklugu Local Option Alcohol Regulation Nak Bizhikunhua Birk Local Option Nak Hwadn tali bilchwg a nallwn rydyn ni lwn i tali ti yw'n ni fod ylgen i mae gwn yg dod yn alchwyd liwg i agam yg dod yn nallwn rydyn ni lwn i. Cawnsla ni wyd ylgi dapllwn rydda bagla'r ac computer at hwn blagan yg Hwallwch a ganllstaf i gwna gilchstaf wedi englwlyg lwgw gofnerach bod Mike Dunleavy a lachlwgw talaran gawwallchwn i lwgw. Galarwch ar lwgi gafdyn council ad bylchwyd gyngan gaillwn tali i lachadam gyngan bachnac ni lwgw. Mark Springer a ganllwch computer at hwn blagangch ni lwni blagangch ni lwgw. Llyllw Mark ac blagangch ni lwni Twitter radw ni lwgw dawn ac yn amlwglu yw Twitter radw ni lwgi. Michelle Dewitt ddag biwch gyngan llu bachnac ni lwgw gaillwn tali system tali llaga CDF beth lam dwngi nhw'n. Da mae gymryd cwch tali styd a yw'r gynrylwn ni i'n tali llaga yn cweladu ni bilachdwt. A lesa liri gan chdwch, da mae nhw'n gwmio'r ni rwydgad iwt, da gwam, da mae gwdwch i lagaw tri danch llwgi, a sy'n rwna yw clwgwchwa. Bagelar a gan llwch, llun tali yw nga jach ni lwni jwn o mag gwya jach ni lwni llwta illch gam un ag mafod mam dreill mwn arfen lwni chwell mal rwni llch gwnnw gallcha gwmillo ni chwell jip llwgw. A trynig sŵgwlwgw jwg gathwli bi bagelar a gan chdwch tali yw nga lwni ni lwni tali yw nga jach ni lwni mam dreill gam sydi a trynig sydi a trynig llwgw mart siagan. Dai ma i galw mi wllag ni February 10 am 12 falch anwn ma fyd nhw'n adir o'ch mam drilch mi bingau yw'n dod na llad sydd i mewn sra am hwnnw gyngnog llchyd. Doel yw mam drilch rhwb dwch ac i mach ffawt gadach diw da mwy gen da mi a ma gyn steid am dallawad i'n gall anach llwn nhw'n anach dosir ach gawlwyd yng. Wna daw am tali ti yw'n gan i dang dwll bwyd ac ffawt i'r llun i ochlw. Ran Kaiser a gati a ydyd rhaid am anach sti Pete Kaiser am. Cewa yw cem y Christy Schallenberger am gael ar wyll o Ran Kaiser ac gael hwn wmiocht gwlchenig at am acfo ac i gymrach ac ddim wch chi awll ych mi'n cwad am. Allchag ni Ran yn Janet Kaiser ac ym gall chwll un o'n chyfi mwch ni gael ar wyll clwgis da am allchag acfo dal all dyn Pete Kaiser ac dwi'n rhag dallu mi'r ilw ni mwyll clinic K300 dan ni anach tmwst mwyn a yw'clw ni. Dyma ni dygwam aididrad dan ni anach tmwst mwyll chwg saidwg. Gwyl yn wchdwt aididrad ag gawchdwch o. Gwyl yn chwg aididrad ag bill wchdwt. Llyn llwbiw gagw dod yn lliw bu'n adrach ni lww ni. Pyd am dogom dallu mi'r ilw ni K300 dan iawn ac dillwn rydwch. Mae'r chart dogom dailchani awai 47th Aididrad Annual Sled Dog Race lallat ni. Mae gen mam dreulch am Pyd Caesar ag anach dillwch Aididrad am i. Dogom dangllchad giw gwda, datwch ti mygsaid at i gdwn rhaglw Rwy'n mwch ti lach dwi'n wplwyd yng Nghafodlch gamach nag yw ddech balw giglw. Pyd Caesar am rwy'n mwch ti liwch di bing awn i'r llagwn i gydwch ni gyngwn am un o'n wtchllwch Norway mwn doel yw rhan am llun i gael yw ddwglw ni. Mae y llagwn i'n rhan ar Nghafod gadach dwch bogus 150 mi ddwch yn rhwg alach dwch mi casgo 300 da mi. Llyn llw rhan Caesar am Nghafod llwlw gwti yw ni bogus 150. Jali, ddim wch ti ar am ag tali Adam Lee dwi'n dylgat dwi'n ai o'ch llun i'w litnaw chi o'ch mae allcha gwmi snwgwm yn y gwm ar ni bwllchw i ag o'ch daw am chwch gafdych gwn ag daim a ddim wch ti ber lwni i gamram yn y gwm ar lwn i amin i gamram i alw lach lwn i bwllchw tag yn llwch o'ch ti o'ch llwch mi doel dwi'n a sy'n rwch lwn i a mae o bing ar eilw ni. I gaiwch ddech llunau o'n ffrind ar yn Rick Hansen am Ran Kaiser ac ffawdlchwch bogus am i 2015 do ni allchag o'n mi Pete Kaiser ac ddech llim casgo 300 da ni anach dillchwch. Do ni Ran Kaiser ac bing ar eilw ni bogus am i 2015 am i dagu dillchwch. Хатн билууни кимухтайхуқ лит питер питам хуқимухтни литнаулху ясерлуки киналууланграани тугунаахкаулутин ран кайзерам луақ фаутунгаан бокерсами кайрулуки питак литнаулха киқимухтайқанэртоққаа аа мориллккиитихуқ иллинихуқанагтгэссугуйагиақор бокерсами пиугунгакууни тагуам аа питам кимухтайхтарлуки аа уптуллиини а 12 варилуни аллхакууни айтидраатаниарфаутгаатартоқ ай пагнис таймай пирилуни айтидраанияни янахтистхуукили каско 300 дах богус 150 клутали мирит миаягнэртирууллаакамтни акиактаасарлу мақиинэрми January 18 толчаллаами канам тимия каско 300 дахлутунгэрфаутақааман кимухтайтақ каингиллартут кимух арфаутстайт арфаутстэттоотн ахфаутраатарлуки таллиимеритми кинихтэт упклиинут упхулутэн танагатууллхкаамагнак нерфкаллхкай тарфаутсит аяйнанератни унааллуааллнерулуунит киитлхаамаани KYK Miller Creek лаакан канамтиклхатстун кимухттин аулуклайтки иллайта юут ахфаутстит аулуксугнилууки макин бэтлам грашел хвайтак checkpoint ani kinirtuurlluuq pingaaniallakkuurtut ma pingaayun allakkuurtut mai uptlermakiniyort ukangnarpaarluutun kinaagorku kinirtuurqaalarta tuulksaami toollugullin piluni illipiugungaarquq qatiginarneri toqlisngangerama kinirtut rasallaq wingatorden baabaq tiurlimi yuqallakkuumi kinga narvinlig arvinligene ksaskanqallhuut run rihtaartorluki yoqtigiitlhituq piluki allhaagniilluuq chali noqlilluutun kayaangun kwalpaksunuk maakinamam trilhmak tulksaamun kuihkun maninrilgoqwa snuukuukun katmoruutilhulliini utaqqoit kayaangut kwalpaksut taqqoit navagiluutun kayaanguttuatun quligiluutun ихинарлахт хорутумаканертортут хуртагугам хуайтам уна волонтера хутти твайла элхарт айоқинрилгун хорлиитут breakfast burrito nuk baked chicken cinnamon roll chocolate cookie in dorten тагам мориллксаараулутин кимухтертитгмаан аттаутикун хиллайт китлааман уоқнарлхаан кинерисқумааяарлуки артарлуку айпирилутин checkpoint амун пааката тулксаамун хатн канэртут кинэрт туу куйяут икаают икаютугнак мэкнэк кимухтэрсит нэрфкаарлуки тагуам чали кимухтэрсиллайта аулуклайт киллу кимухтэн маяалхаакуми ки 300 дами тулксаами куккаам куккат кинэртит нэк кайтхоо агэн амлнеруурчигут элхартар пиоо кимухтэрситоркаагаут юппихтарник квал нутэмлларник нериугулутэн тунтуагник некниклу тайм checkpoint амунаях пайлгмунтаалимигит ми малихтиерлииниут тоолу мамтриилхкуи маринкэрлхаани мамтриилхам куи марвайкерлииниуу you can casco kun fitness center рикэртэн риллуарпуккиут ми бигаарн куи карлутэн умгумаахаарлутэн чупплуит мэрита чупплуит икуухаартлуу киаллаттуатэн массиинайта анэнгэлхалхан арн кайлугчлэрит carbon for так форманаарулга сидим митэнс круарани калартлуураа куаварс сити каунсил лаанун Chalichutkuk alusistangata tangata 447 hours overtime makluting kroguluting Francis Harpak, Brandon Alton, Carly McIntyre aklu Hawaii 447 hours sasatin talakatin chipluki chalichut acting city manager Bill Howell akanhtuk masini uchtitkuk nemlutunginun bilistet yivrigistait yivrilhot Jean Kailun тот намлхталуутун хаттуатнарн кайллуутиитник тони куи марвигми илпуклхунриттайтхо project manager at kholoqa contractor at tony тауна куи марвиг пиллаарлхатху аюхнрилнгуутлуорлла иллайтаттуари хуаниква юврэлуки и 36 сахт хуаниква хаулукай сасаркайрутлиниунга тамарптинитугнилраани эрин кчиннартути тоингуйугнайтук
Thank you. wani huayuhtsun litnaurun apariaraq.
Akfautaq, races. Akfautaq, races. Akfautiq utkasko 300 dagluting dahli migit mi January 17. Akfautaq. Akfautaq.
Guyana litnaulhut kakluta yuhtsun apariaraanik.
Happy Wednesday, January 15, 2020. Let's take a look at the Kiwayuki weather for Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta today. Partly cloudy, highs 15 to 20, east wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows 5 below to 5 above inland and 5 to 10 above along the coast. For the lower Kuskokwim Valley today, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Patchy freezing fog in the morning. Tonight, clear, lows 5 below to 20 below. Variable wind 10 miles per hour. For the coastal waters of the Kuskokwim Delta, gale warning today and tonight. Heavy freezing spray warning through tonight. Today, east wind 35 knots, seas and ice free waters 8 feet, freezing spray. Tonight, east wind 35 knots, seas and ice free waters 9 feet, freezing spray along the ice edge. And for Anchorage today, sunny with a high near 4, north wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around negative 7, and for the Bethel tides, a low tide of 0 feet at 1:45 a.m. and a high tide of 4 feet at 8:15 a.m. and a low tide of half of a foot at 5:30 p.m. Bethel sunrise 10:40 a.m. sunset 5:11 p.m. Koyana Jaknak for listening to KYUK 6:40 a.m. in Bethel, Alaska.
Hey man, nice snow go. Where are you going?
Hey thanks, I'm going village to village. I'm on a mission.
What do you mean?
I'm a census taker. I'm working to make sure that all Alaska Natives are accurately counted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's about making sure others know who we are and where we are. This information affects things we care about, like our subsistence way of life.
How can I help?
Well, when I come by, you can open your door.
All right, will do.
Shape our future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Happy Wednesday, January 15, 2020. Let's take a look at the Trinodrums messages for today. KYUK TV channels 15.1, 15.2, 15.3, and 15.4 are off the air due to equipment failure. Glad for your patience as engineers are working to restore service as soon as possible. The Lower Kuskokwim School District Board of Education will meet in a special meeting on January 16, 2020 at 5:30 p.m. in the LKSD Superintendent's Office, Room 240-1004 on Edwards Way in Bethel, Alaska. Help meet the Angstman Law Office Challenge this Saturday, January 18th. Angstman Law Office will sponsor a free swim for youth 12 and under. If 150 kids show up between noon and 8 p.m., Angstman Law Office will donate $2,000 to the YK Lifesaver Endowment Fund. Enjoy your facility and support the Lifesavers. The Bethel Family Clinic offers 3 free community recovery support groups per week. Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, Mondays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Smart Recovery, Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Faith-Based Recovery with Fire on Ice Ministries Incorporation, Thursday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Bethel Family Clinic is located at 631 Main Street in Bethel. The Federal Subsistence Board is accepting applications and nominations to fill seats on Subsistence Regional Advisory Councils through February 14. More information at doi.gov/subsistence/regions or call 800-478-1456. Do you have a business idea but need to start up funds? Apply for the Best in the West Small Business Competition. The Mandatory Business Development Workshop is January 23 from 5:30 to 8 at YPCC. Application deadline is January 24. If you have any questions, call Renee at 543-4538. Those are the Tuna Drums messages for today. Koyana for Jaknak for listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Support by Freedom Lodge, providing healing for seven generations. Interested in learning to heal generational trauma? You can be among those who join a dynamic 200-hour historical trauma masterclass taught by Dr. Ruby Gibson and staff beginning in May 2020 on the Oneida Nation in Wisconsin for mental and behavioral health therapists and domestic and sexual abuse advocates. Registration deadline is March.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Good morning. This is Coffee at KYUK, and my name is Laura Craigle. I am a visiting reporter from Unalaska here in Bethel to help KYUK this week report on the Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race. And here to talk about the race this morning is race manager Paul Basil. Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing good. Doing good.
And so the race is just a few days away at this point, all the races. How are the organizers feeling? How are things coming together?
Really quite well. Of course, the one of the greatest variables in how the race goes off is weather and trail conditions. And in that regard, things are looking great. So that's a big load off. Of course, we can't do anything about it, but it seems to be cooperating. So that's, as I say, a load off. We're getting mobilized. Mushers have started arriving in town, and so our truck support crew is in full gear, meeting everybody at the airport and picking up dogs and getting them to host families. We started setting up headquarters yesterday, so yeah, we're in full gear.
And so you'll be working on getting headquarters totally ready to go, getting all the mushers into town and where they need to be with their teams and their handlers. What else is kind of on your agenda in the coming days?
It's a big agenda. There's a lot of little pieces to keep on top of. I'm learning that, it being my first year doing all this. So headquarters will open at noon today. And so we'll be based there for the rest of the week. Trail markers are making their final run through the course and making sure everything looks right. Our sponsor, Crowley Fuels, is responsible for setting up the start line. They're going to start work on that today, so people will start seeing that. The posts go up on the river. It's kind of like an exciting marker of the fact that, okay, it's really here, it's really happening. And so, that's what the next couple of days look like.
I'm excited to see the official, starting line go up, because when I was here, it was 2 years ago and the route was different and everything.
Oh, right.
So this will be my first year to get the full effect for the start and the finish in kind of the traditional way. So, folks have that to look forward to, as kind of that signal that it's really here. You kind of mentioned the weather and trail conditions, though, continuing to look good after some years of less than desirable conditions. So mm-hmm. As far as we know, we're still expecting kind of the temperatures to be where we want and the ice looking good?
Yeah. Certainly latest reports from search and rescue guys is that the river ice is the best it's been in a long time. That cold snap with not much snow on the ground really helped. And, of course, this past weekend, we got some snow. I understand from our folks up in Aniak that they actually got quite a bit more snow up there than we got down here. So it's shaped up quite well.
That is really good news, and we'll see that hopefully continue to hold in the coming days. That's shaping up well. Let's talk about another key part of the race, obviously, which is the field. Mm-hmm. Any kind of changes and developments there? We've been hearing, obviously, about this great competitive field we have this year. Always a great competitive field, but maybe even more so this year. Since we last talked to you, has there been any movement there?
Yeah, we do have a couple of late changes. So I don't know how much folks are paying attention to other races, but you may have seen in the news that the Copper Basin 300 was this past weekend, and it was extremely cold. And so I think a dozen or so teams withdrew before the start of the race. One of those is Paige Drobny. So she registered with us on Friday, and it was kind of remarkable. It was a lot of back and forth with email, but she got flights figured out and got out here yesterday, or yeah, I don't remember if it was yesterday or Monday, but she's here with her dogs. And, you know, she's another major contender in the race. She was she came in seventh in the Iditarod last year. So that's a kind of a major addition late in the game. The other addition that just happened since I was here last week is Will Rhodes, who was previously registered and notified us that he was not going to make it out. But then they decided to not run their dogs in Copper Basin as well. And so they are here too.
The Copper Basin's loss is kind of the K300's interesting gain with some new competitors. Right. Oh, that's going to be really interesting. I can't wait to see.
So we're up to 21 teams in the race.
Okay. Yeah. And any anticipation perhaps of anyone further looking to do a last minute addition? It's getting closer obviously now, but
yeah, I think at this stage unless it was somebody local, it would basically be impossible to get it all arranged in time. So yeah, we don't anticipate anybody else jumping in this late.
All right, so we're at 21 for the K300 right now. Yes, logistically great to hear that these last two edition mushers were able to pull that off. Another question that I have for you, maybe related to logistics, is something that I've heard a little bit about. I'm not too familiar with as kind of like a visiting person, but what is this I hear about the race start and a hovercraft?
Oh yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. So I guess I guess I don't know the whole history, but I can offer my experience of this. When I was first out here and went to the K300 start, kind of a little side attraction of being down there was that the Alaska hovercraft would come over and be kind of off to the side of where the start chute is, and people could go on board and get some food and get warm. And I remember, you know, being new in rural Alaska and not really even like knowing that hovercrafts were a thing. And so it was just, even as an adult, a young adult, it was exciting to be on there. And I now as a dad, I, you know, can appreciate how exciting that must be for kids. So I don't know when, or I don't know the history, but I just knew that it stopped happening. And so I reached out to Alaska Hovercraft about a month ago and said, hey, I don't know what the deal is with this, but could we try to do it again? And they just let me know the other day that the hovercraft will be down there. I think they're planning on doing coffee and hot cocoa and donuts. You know, I don't know that that's finalized, but there'll be something. People will be able to go on board and check it out. And so I think especially if people go down for the Bogus Creek start at 5 o'clock and then have time to kill before the K300 start happens, you know, it's something to do. And I think, as I say, exciting, especially for kids.
Very interesting. Yeah. And I've been doing a little research trying to familiarize myself, but it looks like a pretty sizable craft.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You've been in it. Like, how many people can go inside of it?
Oh,
would you guess?
I've been on it once.
Okay. A while ago.
Something
sorry.
Like 18 years ago. I don't quite remember. But it's a pretty large craft. And
wow.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
All right. Well, race fans, when you head over to the start on Friday, maybe between the two starts, look out for the hovercraft. I'm sure you won't miss it. And you can see and a tradition kind of returning from the race. That's pretty interesting. Let's see. Well, that's sort of something that's related to the race that we can look forward to. What are some of the other kind of non-mushing specific events that kind of come with the race that race fans should be thinking about as the day gets closer?
Right. So I think the biggest one right now is the K300 concert, which is co-sponsored by Bethel Council on the Arts. you know, folks who have been here for a while will remember that for many years there was a concert the Wednesday before the race started, and that stopped happening a few years ago. Bethel Council in the Arts approached us about doing something together, and it was decided to try doing something a little different. So it's going to happen on Saturday night this year. So that's this Saturday, the 18th, 7 o'clock, and they, Renee and the council were able to line up a pretty impressive lineup. Chris Cook will be back out, and Michael Fabian and Jacques Longpre, all former Bethel residents, will be back out here and performing. So it sounds like it's going to be really an exciting event, and that also is sponsored by Alaskan Brewing Company, and so there'll be some Alaskan Brewing beer for sale there. Yeah,
sounds like a great event. And where and like what time of day is that happening?
Right. So thank you. 7 o'clock Saturday night at the Cultural Center.
Okay, and as someone obviously very involved in the race, will you get to make a stop and enjoy some music?
I'm gonna hope to make an appearance over there for a little bit. Yeah, hard to know what Saturday night will bring for me.
Yes, we'll have to see how things unfold. But that's the concert on Saturday night. I know it's maybe a little early, but should we talk about the banquet at all and give folks
sure,
that preview?
Sure. And that, you know, so Monday evening, we have our banquet and awards ceremony. And that's for all three races, the K300, Bogus Creek 150, and the Yak Yak Dash. And so that's open to the public. It starts at 5:30 on Monday, the 20th. And for anybody who's not been in the past, it's a really cool event that each of the mushers gets up and speaks and has a couple minutes to share stories from the trail. And so it's a really unique and fun event and kind of the culmination of the race weekend.
Mushers are recognized with some different awards, which I think is always pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. And so that is, you said 5 o'clock?
5:30.
And does that also happen at the Cultural Center?
Indeed.
Wonderful.
And I'll note that 5:30 is a little bit earlier than it has been in the past for people who are kind of programmed in the K300 routine. It has typically started at 6, but we've moved it up to 5:30 this year.
Okay. Remember, 5:30 for the banquet. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, is going to be sort of, like you said, the culmination of the event that we're all looking forward to this weekend. But before we totally get to that point, the race is still to happen. There's a lot going on to get ready for it. Where do you guys stand in terms of volunteerism? So many volunteers come together to make this race happen. Do you have what you need, or could folks still help out?
There's absolutely a need for some more help, I think, always. We do have some gaps in our schedule at headquarters. And so headquarters is located in the conference room at the Longhouse Hotel, and it's kind of the communication center of the race. And it's open for 24 hours starting Friday through Monday. So it really takes a lot of people to keep that running. And so there are a few gaps in that schedule. So certainly if anybody's interested in doing a 4 or 8 hour shift at headquarters, that's an area where we always need help. And it's really fun. It's kind of a great way to really be at the center of everything in the race and really kind of getting the inner operations of what's happening.
Yeah, the heart of it.
Yeah, and another area where I definitely still need some help is prior to the race, setting up the GPS trackers. That too is extremely important to the race, and we could use a few more people for that. And so the best way for people listening to reach out and indicate that you want to volunteer is to go to our website. It's k300.org, and select the menu option Get Involved, and that'll give you some very quick, simple instructions for how to reach us.
Well, if anyone is out there interested in volunteering, there's a couple different ways to do it. There's still a need. So, yeah, visit k300.org and see about that. Paul, we've had you on, several times in the lead up to the race. We're going to hear more from you as the race gets underway. But with our show winding down now, is there anything else we should be talking about at this point, knowing that there's more to come?
Just one thing I want to mention. Anybody who's out there on snow machine or four wheeler traveling on the river will see that our trail markers are up. The K300 trail is marked all the way up to Aniak. So I just urge listeners who are out there traveling to mind our trail, not tamper with markers. And when the race is starting and mushers are out there, if for folks following the race, just try to keep your distance from dog teams. And I think we'll have a good race.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much to Paul Basil for joining Coffee with KYUK this morning.
Thanks very much, Laura.
Wonderful. Well, again, I'm Laura Craigle, and the K300 Sled Dog Race starts this Friday night. We are all really excited to report on the big weekend ahead, so please remember to tune in to KYUK for all your comprehensive race coverage and your top-of-the-hour trail updates. We'll see you then, and have a great day.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.
The backyard, there'll be cameras on the shoulders, we'll be reading cue cards, leave them long johns on the line if the kids look dirty.
Quokka. Playing well takes practice and teamwork, so does staying healthy. Let healthcare coverage guard you on and off the court. Contact your local Indian healthcare provider, visit healthcare.gov or call 1-800-318-2596. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Support for KYUK comes from Microcom, providing high-speed unlimited internet with no data line statewide. Learn more at microcom.tv.
You're listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska, the YK Delta's best public radio station.
I'm Dale Michaels from Bethel, Alaska. This is the public radio station for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, KYUK 640 AM.
If you're from the 80s, you know what that song means. It's time to pump up the energy. We're using it to gear up for our visit with the native athletes of the ring, which in the case of today's guests, they're sometimes a cage. Today we'll talk with native mixed martial arts athletes. Their sport is full contact and it can be bloody at times, but it also teaches discipline and resiliency. Stay tuned for MMA in Native America right after the news.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Supporters and opponents of the Keystone XL pipeline summarized 11 days of testimony before the South Dakota Water Management Board Tuesday. Attorneys for the South Dakota Water Rights Program and TC Energy hold that state law limits the board's consideration specifically to the use of water during pipeline construction. But opponents, including tribal citizens, say the board has an obligation to consider potential water contamination and health consequences after the pipeline is finished. Victoria Wicks reports.
Ann Mines Bailey represents the State Water Rights Program. She says the Water Management Board's authority is limited to one chapter of state law.
Title 46 is about the appropriation of water. It's about setting aside water for a very specific use. It's not about water quality.
Mines Bailey says public interest considerations must be limited to pipeline construction, not what happens after the pipeline is finished. And she notes that the statute does not provide for consideration of an applicant's character or past acts. But the attorney for the Rosebud Sioux Tribe and Great Plains Tribal Water Alliance says that's exactly what the board should do. Peter Capicella says the only way to translate tribal concerns is by examining risk, and past actions can help with that. He tells the board that the Federal Pipeline Safety Agency has determined that the leak detection used by TC Energy